listening to Superpower Mamas on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that embraces the art of soulful parenting.
Welcome, everyone. This is Laura Greco, and I'm so excited to have you here. I'm one of the Superpower Up hosts, and today's topic is Superpower Mamas. So sit back and relax. We're going to have some fun here. In fact, if you have found your way here, that tells me that you are a mama who is simply called in her heart to sharpen up her superpowers and expand in your way of parenting. I'm so excited today because we have Tonya Dawn Rekla here. She is my very first guest, and this is my very first podcast. So welcome everyone for that. I'm delighted to tell you a little bit more about Tonya. She specializes in multidimensional mastery and embodiment of abstract frequency. She attunes clients to their highest frequency and holds them accountable to a total self-dominion. She works exclusively with change agents who are committed to exemplifying high vibrational living as a possibility for all. On a personal note, though, I'd like to share with you what really drew me to Tonya, and that is her vibration of love and her amazing enthusiasm and sense of adventure. She has a most interesting history and continues to build on this as she parents her daughter. I continue to be intrigued with her think outside the box style, and I enjoy observing the results. So without further ado, please join me in welcoming Tonya. Welcome, Tonya.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here, and I'm so incredibly excited about this show.
Yay. Me too. Me too. Well, to start you off, we're going to do our traditional question. So I'm so excited to hear what you have to say here. So Tonya, what are your superpowers, your mama superpowers, that is?
Beautiful. Well, I love this nuance of this question because, you know, I talk about Neve all the time in my relationship and in parenting her. But it's, you know, it's always typically in conjunction with other things. And so the idea of being able to focus on that mom role is a unique one for me. So the mama superpower that I feel plays the most critical role in how we rear her, how I rear her, and then how Justin and I parent her together is just being able to allow her to be. You know, so having my own self-dominion, my own self-actualization to the extent that it creates inherent freedom within our relationship so that she can explore that on her own and become her own person. I mean, I think there's always a degree of programming. There's always a degree of passing on. And I'm in full awareness of a lot of the ways that we are programming her. But the self-identity piece of me being able to stand in my own and allowing her to figure out what that looks like for her, I think has played a huge role in my life as well as hers.
Mm. And you know, what just spoke to me when you were sharing that, Tonya, is you are displaying trust in her and her ability to be the person that she is and develop that trust in herself.
Beautiful.
Really beautiful. So how do you see these powers as assisting your child as she grows up? Maybe you want to expand on that a little more. You already shared some of that.
Yeah, I mean, Neva's trajectory is so interesting. It's unique in the sense that I only really catch a glimpse of it through reflection in others because we have... You know, we call ourselves kind of a 24/7 family. So the three of us are really enmeshed in everything from business to our learning to just lives in general. And so for me, who she is and how she moves through the world is very normalized. And I don't really see it in comparison until, for whatever reason, I see it reflected or we get feedback from other people. And I say all of that because I think it's important to acknowledge that flavors, you know, my perspective. And so from my vantage point, she's her own kind of living, breathing, whole entity. She came in my opinion, in utero. She was that way. I always had the sense that she was far, that there were aspects of her that were far wiser than I am. And so it was always, I can't just see her as a child. Certainly she has those components. And she also has this wisdom and this innate connection to the divine that is undeniable. So it's like, how do you parent somebody with that sort of a juxtaposition happening? And you have to kind of speak to both, right? So on one hand, you kind of have to be willing to say, I get it, and be the student. And on the other hand, you really have to be the parent of the pieces of her that are the child aspect. And so I really credit my own awareness, my own journey, my own willingness to kind of step into that for my ability to be in all of the complexity of it, if you will. And I think that that comes from, I'm not sure you can do that unless you've done a large amount of your own journeying and practice into, you know, stepping into your own self-dominion, because otherwise I think it's too threatening.
Yeah. And I always say that our children are really, they're a great mirror for us, right? Mm-hmm. To see we see ourselves even differently just through looking through their eyes.
I'll add to that really yeah. quickly. That was really our secret sauce. I think early on, Justin and I established this kind of understanding that she was a barometer of us. So especially as an infant, you know, if she was off, if she was cranky, if something was going on, looking at her first as a receiver of energy and looking to ourselves and the environment to see what might be throwing her off versus making it about her first. And so it allowed us to kind of check in and be like, oh, wow, we're kind of off here. Let's attend to that. And then we can see her more clearly. And I think that was just a powerful exercise for him and I to agree to do together.
Beautiful. I love, love, love that you brought that out because that is really helpful, I'm sure, for our listeners too, to think about that when they're seeing, you know, the energy of the room. Maybe the children aren't listening or they're not getting ready on time. Like, what's really going on behind the scenes that is creating this environment in the first place? So thank you for sharing that. We're going to take a quick break, Tanya. But before we do, I'd like to ask you to let our listeners know how they can find you.
Oh, absolutely. So they can go to superpowerexperts.com, and we have a really cool quiz on the homepage where you can do a little assessment and find one of your predisposed superpowers. It's fun, so come play with us. But that's a great place to go, superpowerexperts.com.
Yeah, and that quiz is fun. So we've been talking with Tanya and Dawn Rekla of Superpowers and exploring the topic of superpower moms. So stick with us and we'll be right back.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the Net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you're ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
You are listening to Superpower Moms, and we have been chatting with Tanya Dawn Rekla. So now, before the break, we were exploring the idea of the energy of the room and or the presence, and how that reflection really helps us to see ourselves as well. Tanya, when we think about that, do you feel that, you know, we more than say parenting as a description, are we more coaches to our children? Do you find that in your case?
I love that you asked that question. Oh my goodness. I remember the exact moment when some sort of like ingrained, programmed, I don't know, collective consciousness parenting thing was coming out of me, and it like a ton of bricks. I was like, wait a second, like I have women who are paying me a lot of money to unprogram them from this exact thing that I'm doing to Neva right now. And I was like, what am I doing? And I remember really sparking a conversation with Justin, like, why would we program her only to require that later on in life she's going to have to somehow be unprogrammed from all of this? And so we sat with it and I was like, what if we can just mentor her? And, you know, what if I can start that process now? And it was such an like aha moment. One, I had to be willing to say, oh my gosh, like this is coming out of me. Like I don't care how lofty and grandiose we get or how evolved we think we become. You know, we have our programs and we have our stuff and our kids are phenomenal at pulling that out of us at the most inopportune moments perhaps. But, you know, there it was glaring me in the face and I was like, And we made a conscious decision in that moment to try, you know, and that's another really, I think, secret sauce that Justin and I have is we try. Like, we don't always know what it's going to look like. We don't always know exactly how it's supposed to go, but we're willing to say, okay, we don't want this, so let's figure out what an alternative might be, or let's experiment and see if we can't come up with something. And that's really what we did, was it was like, okay, from this point forward, we're just going to steward her. A big one was in eating. You know, when I first, Justin has two kids from his first marriage. And when I first kind of came into their existence, they're much older. They're 17 and 21 now. But when I first came into their lives, it was like, I was like, we're going to sit down at the table. You're going to eat with the family. You're going to eat what we prepared. Like I, you know, it was all of that kind of thinking. And, you know, after a while of parenting Neva and having gone through that with the other two, it was like, wait a second, like I'm trying to figure out my own body. Like, I don't know what your body, go figure it out on your own, you know? And so it was like this real release of, you know, working with Neva because, she, you know, we have her full time and just saying, you know, I don't know what your body wants. Like I can give you some guidance and I can certainly make suggestions, but ultimately, overall, you're going to have to develop that relationship with your own body. Like I'm having to do it now. And so I highly recommend you do it at a young age, you know? And so it took a couple times of, you know, if you want to eat ice cream all day long, that's fine. Eat ice cream all day long, you know? And what was so beautiful about that process was teaching her about choice and consequences. And sure enough, you know, towards the end of the day, she was miserable. Like, I'm never going to eat sugar again, you know? And it's like, you know, what it was so remarkable to just kind of sit back and go, okay, well, what did we learn from this? You know, and did we have this conversation this morning? And is it possible that maybe you don't have to go through these lessons, but instead kind of take guidance when it's offered? And just assisting her navigating that became a really powerful thing. And I slip up, you know, I still kind of do the might is right domineering thing from time to time. And she reels against it and we kind of have our little moments. But for the most part, the mentorship, the coaching, the guidance governs most of what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a beautiful answer. And I can hear when you're talking that release of pressure.
Yeah. It was so like, awesome.
Oh, I can trust her. I can trust myself. It's not the end of the day if one day doesn't go right. You know, in fact, it becomes a learning experience, right? Curiosity, questions, and really she learns personal responsibility, right?
Absolutely. Well, and I think it's important to note, too, that shortly on the tail end of that was the freak out of, am I being irresponsible? Mm-hmm. And do I need to be parenting more? And do I need to be, you know, and so I had to be willing to grapple with all of that too. So I'm not pretending that this was like, oh no, it was an easy decision. Then it's been like roses and unicorns since then. Like it will bring all of this out of you. Like parenting works you in that regard. But with that as kind of the compass, it certainly was easier to find our home kind of home base with our home frequency every time when we got thrown off.
Yeah. And I think today's mom is actually grappling with the old style parenting and recognizing the need and actually almost being pressured into the need to really release some of these rigid rules of parenting, you know, and be okay with the fact that we can trust ourselves, so we can trust our divine and we can trust our children. to you know, go ahead and, you know, they make the mistakes and then they learn. Our responsibility, of course, is to keep them safe, but within the parameters of safety, there's room for them to just grow.
Well, and I think that's why I'm so excited about your show and you as the host, is because it's very timely. Like, I see that across pretty much all genres, all conversations, all everything. But specifically as it relates to parenting, is like, you know, these young ones coming into the world right now, it's like they have a whole different thing happening. And they all kind of awaken with a little bit of a rude awakening, because I think that the expectation was the world might look a little different when they got here. And I don't know if we screwed up or, you know, it was like it went slower than they thought, but they're having to really figure out how to fit into a world that they don't really feel is in resonance with them. Mm-hmm. And we can assist with that process and expedite it and make it a lot more smooth by seeing them first and foremost as whole entities, as whole beings first, and then attending to the parenting or the guiding or the coaching from that space. Mm-hmm. And you have such a beautiful way of tapping into that and creating a safe and loving and whole environment where moms can address that and say, look, this is real. Like, it's great to talk about in theory, but putting it into practice, it's like, it's kind of sticky and gooey and kind of messy, you know, when you break it all down. And you hold that space so well. And I think it's a very powerful and timely conversation.
Yeah. Thank you, Tonya. And I do, I'm just thinking as you were talking about the level of safety, and, you know, there's so much uptightness about, you know, there's too many books, there's too much research out there that just as much says one thing is right as the absolute opposite is right. You know, there's just too much information in it. And I think about the moms today and how stressful and challenging that can be to, and yet want to be the best mom they can be, want to be, you know, all the things that a child would need. And yet, you know, how do they navigate all of that information? And I feel like, you know, just getting back into being within themselves, as you mentioned about Neva, but really being within themselves gives moms an opportunity then to move forward with a little more peace and a little more harmony in their own lives.
Beautiful.
Which brings me to another point. I wonder how you feel about this. You know, when we look at moms, often what happens is they get so engrossed in what they're doing, if you will, about recreating, you know, a family life and all that, that a lot of times moms get lost and in the mommyhood, and their autonomy is, you know, put into the background, into the shadows of their life. How important do you believe that the autonomy of a mom is?
Well, I think that, as I alluded to earlier, I think that it is the kind of backbone of allowance and trust and detachment. I'm atypical in the sense that I, you know, Neva came to us later, you know, I don't know, in our 30s, and I had done a few things, you know, I had a master's degree, I'd been a counterintelligence agent, like I had checked a lot of boxes in my experience, and so the mom kind of identity was just never something that resonated with me. In fact, I remember Neva did a short stint. She'd asked to go to school. I think she was about 2, and she went to a Montessori program, and they had a Mother's Day kind of event. And I remember sitting there, and it was like, that was when I first realized I'm missing like a gene or something. Like, it was like the mommy thing. Like, everybody, I felt like an alien. Like, they were all speaking a different language. They all knew things I didn't know. It was like somehow I missed that program. Like, I didn't sign on for it. I'm not really sure, but at least that was my experience of it. It felt very foreign to me. And I came home and talked to Justin about it, and he just looked at me and goes, honey, he goes, you just don't hold that mom identity. And I had to sit in that and be like, does that mean I don't love my daughter? Does that mean I don't enjoy parenting her? And it's like, no, I all of that can be true. And I can also be this whole person in and of myself. And you know, there was a moment in our experience where I looked at Justin in tears in my eyes and I'm like, raising her is not enough for me. It's not. And I felt like huge guilt and shame and just like, oh my, what am I saying? Like, she's this amazing being. And it's like, how is that not enough? And it just isn't. And so finding the balance between being who I am, and I have real work that I agreed to do in the world that isn't just about her. She's included, but my ability to manage all of that and be an amazing partner to my husband and be this phenomenal mentor to other people. Like, it's like, is that possible? And I think those conversations are really fascinating to me. And I think that they're important because, you know, not all of us want to find our soul identity through our children. And I think that actually sets us up for failure, because then what happens when they don't need that? And I see a lot of arrested development in parent-child relationships well into adulthood, because there's no release of that. And I just chose to detach from Neva early on with regard to any sort of dependency while she was still physically in my presence, emotionally in my presence, so that she could manage her own autonomy in a supportive and loving environment before trying to enter the world on her own. And I think we kind of have that backwards in our society.
I love that you share that, Tonya. I really, really do, because how many moms today find themselves in that guilt place? You know, there are many moms that really want to have an impact in the world and feeling that they're somehow not measuring up as a mom, although they love their children very much. There's more for them than just being a mom. I just love that you brought that out, Tonya. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. And then there, sometime when we have a little more time, maybe, you know, we can have a chat around and remind me, hold me to this. I had a really amazing metaphysical, spiritual kind of encounter that really catalyzed that decision to detach from Neva and allow her to be her own autonomous self. It was a very mystical experience and very, very powerful. And I'd love to share it sometime, because I'd imagine there's a lot of people who go through similar things, and it would have been very helpful for me to have heard from somebody else that I wasn't losing my mind. So remind me, we'll have that chat sometimes.
Yeah. So listeners, keep that in mind. We're going to do that.
We'll tease that. You got to read the book. No, just kidding.
But I think about this, and we've had a fantastic conversation so far, but I'd like to take this outside. So you're using your superpowers, you know, to be this amazing mom to your daughter. And I believe that we are the ones best suited to the children that we end up raising, however it is that we end up, whether we're our biological parents or not. You know, we are the ones who are present for the children that we take into our care. And what a privilege that is, really. But when we think about this whole scope of what's going on in the world today, and we really reach outside just our own individual families, how do you feel that beginning this movement of intuitive, soulful parenting, is, which is what we're talking about, how will this impact the world, do you think?
Oh my goodness. Like, what a powerful question. I can't, I mean, that my intuitive response is like, how will it not, you know, like yeah. I can't imagine, like, as you were speaking, I see this like energetic, like force field, like reaching out in these tendrils of energy, like touching everything. I can't see any space where it doesn't impact it. Certainly we can start all over the place, but starting with the parent-child relationship, in my opinion, even, you know, prior to the adoption process or in utero or whatever the case may be, preparing yourself to be a steward for others. And I see that not just in parenting, but ultimately, as you drew the connection, like in everything that we do, is we're guiding others, mentoring others, any of us who are coaches or practitioners or consultants, you know, so many of us are called into that work now. It's no different, right? So we steward people, we hold space for them, we connect with them, we love them, we own what's ours in the exchange, and look at them first and foremost as an extension of ourselves, not in a kind of a codependency sort of relationship, but in a mirroring, reflecting oneness kind of perspective, and owning what's ours in that. starts to move us all more and more into this, you know, this synergistic space where we can allow, and we're not operating out of fear, but from that trust place that you identified so early on in our conversation as being a real foundational piece when we're talking about these things. And it's trust in the other person, so trust in our child, trust in our partners or whoever's participating in rearing that child with us, trust in our connection to source and the divine and our own intuition to be able to say, I am going to put this ahead of my fear, right? Because when we go into control and constriction, that's really a fear-based perspective. And as we start to chip away at that and are willing to pull those things out and look at them and say, I don't choose you anymore. I'm going to choose something different. And even when I don't know exactly what that looks like, I'm going to have the courage to step into that space. And I'm going to model that for my children. I mean, holy cow, like there is no greater gift, I think, that we can offer the world than to step into that space boldly and in support and in love of each other.
Yeah. It's an amazing concept that is actually already in movement, which is really exciting to see. Because I know for myself too, I'm not seeing this through the eyes of, oh, things will be perfect. I'm seeing it through the eyes of solutions and, you know, movement of, like, you know, gears all moving and adjusting, as we go, but more in oneness, right? Oneness with divine and with each other rather than
beautiful
breaking apart, you know? So what a great thing that is. Well, Tonya, we're getting close to the end, but I do have one more thing I want to ask you, and that is, do you have something important that you would like our audience to take away with them today before we conclude as mamas?
Beautiful. You know, I really like the theme of the show is kind of the trust component. And I think first and foremost, trust yourself. And if you don't, and you feel like you want support in that, then reach out for support. You know, you can always reach out to us at Superpower Experts. We have the net for that purpose. You know, you can connect with Laura there. Like find people who are doing it the way you want to do it. Find people who are at least willing to explore that something else is possible. You know, it's really hard to create change or do things differently when you're surrounded with everything that was or is as you're trying to move out of, you know? And so when all you see is a reflection of where you've been, it's hard to step into where you're going. And we certainly have a group of people who can support that there, but there's communities like that all over the place. So kind of stay true to that. Like if you're getting that hit to do it differently, then don't let up on that. Follow that curiosity and say, how do I do it differently? And trust that an answer will come to you. A solution will come to you. And if you're looking for solutions, you know, please reach out to us. And if we have that connection, we will certainly make it. But I just think that for all of us to kind of band together in support of each other is really, really important right now. And we get to model that for our children. So in a world that is set to tear us all apart, we don't have to choose to play that game. We get to play something else. And the more of us that do that, the more powerful that movement becomes.
Exactly. And where we put our attention, that's where it grows, right? Tonya?
I thought it was rhetorical. I'm nodding. I'm like nodding. I'm like, oh yeah, like,
you know,
like,
what?
Preach on, amen.
I might put a cross marker. I thought I was off the air.
No, it was me. I was speaking telepathically with you. So
oh, good. Yeah.
It's an occupational hazard about superpowers.
Yeah. And just to your point of banding together, the tendency, I know because I parented four daughters myself, among other children that I also were mentors to. And I think that there are times where we become overwhelmed and we actually cut ourselves off from what we really need. So, you know, trusting in ourselves and trusting in our children, that takes courage to pave the path of a new way of parenting. Takes courage. And so along with that courage, we also want to, as you said, we are, you know, united we stand, you know, and we want to be a force for good in the world, not just to our children, but to, for each other.
So, beautiful.
I love that. Well, I guess we've come to the end of our discussion today. This has been beautiful, Tonya, and thank you so much for joining me today on my very first podcast.
Yay! Well, I'm honored to be here with you.
Thank you. And I also want to thank all of you listeners out there. I want to take a moment to just say a few things. You've shared such great pearls with us, Tonya, and I'm so glad that we were able to have this discussion for our moms. And I want to thank all of the listeners because, you know, I honor you for opening up your hearts to be a mom or to be a mentor to a child, no matter what capacity that is. And remember that you're loved and you've got this. So practice trusting your intuitive superpowers. What your children really need from you the most is for you to be you. More than anything else, they need to feel seen, they need to feel heard, and they need to be loved and your example. So shine your light. I'm Laura Greco from the heart. Until next time.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.